Item 13, from the Director, Department of Parks, Recreation, and Culture, seeking approval of the 2014 Milwaukee County Cultural, Artistic, and Musical Programming Advisory Council's allocation recommendations.
Mr. Clark, welcome. Would you introduce yourself, please?
Yes, Mr. Chairman, Supervisors. My name is Richard Clark. I am the Administrator for the Milwaukee County CAMPAC Group. I'm here in place of Mary Cannon, the Council Chair.
Thank you.
Mr. Chairman, Supervisors, we've had the pleasure of working with CAMPAC over the last 28 years to allocate funding, approximately $321,000 a year, to various Milwaukee County arts, cultural, and music programming. They have come up with their and submitted their 2014 allocation recommendations, and I'd like to turn it over to Rick for a brief description of the allocations this year.
Mr. Clark?
Yes, there were 37 organizations in the matching grants program utilizing the continued carryover amount for budget approval. We additionally had to reallocate $4,402.34 of our budget into the program from last year. It is detailed in the adjusted attachments. That includes a return of $1,770 in funds from Milwaukee Choral Artists and the remaining $2,631.50 in unused from my contract, which is a standard rollover procedure for each year.
Okay. Supervisor Rainey?
Mr. Clark, if you could tell me a little bit about how you guys prioritize your funding allocations.
Yes, there's what's called an inverse formula. It gives the smallest organizations up to 5% of their budget and the largest organizations as little as 0.5% of their budget, roughly. We accept applications from all of the arts organizations in town that maintain 501c3 and provide performing arts services to the community within the county. Each year we keep a tally of 5 to 10 year running number of different organizations that will often fall off of the ranks, and I make a very diligent effort to call, email, and directly visit organizations that fail to apply each year, encouraging them to get back into the circle. We have had some drop-off and some organizations that have closed, namely Milwaukee Choral Artists and other recent years, Hansberry Sands and Milwaukee Shakespeare. Some of those organizations are still in operation and limited usage but aren't actually performing the required amount of performances or doing what they're doing within the county.
Okay. You said you personally go attend these organizations and notify them about this grant opportunity. Can you share a little bit about your outreach process?
We use email, phone calls, as well as personal visits at times. A good example of that would be over the last several years, I believe an organization, Kothi Dance, I've maintained a good personal contact with their director to sort of take the pulse of the organization and see if they're going to step in for funding. They've opted not to do so in recent years.
I noticed their absence from this list.
Yes, they are, and they are missed.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you. Other questions by committee members? Pleasure of the committee?
Move approval.
We have a motion by Supervisor Alexander to approve. Please call the roll.
On the motion to approve and recommend this item for adoption, Supervisors Rainey.
Aye.
Borkowski.
Aye.
Haas.
Aye.
Alexander.
Aye.
Stamper.
Aye.
Staskunas.
Aye.
Mr. Chair.
Aye.
There are 7 ayes, 0 noes. The motion to approve and recommend this item for adoption prevails.
Thank you. Mr. Clark, thank you for your work. And pass that along to Ms. Cannon, if you would.
I certainly will.
Very much appreciated. We get a lot of positive feedback from our constituents. Item number 14, please.